Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Think about this. Imagine 2,000 years of history. You're about to see Let the Line Roar promotionals. You're going to see this thing because you can get it today. We want to begin to think about, we've got to learn history. If we don't learn history, we'll repeat history. Mm-hmm. And imagine being able to sit down with one moment in time and take you through each, and a lot of things we've been talking about. You know, America, how we got here, how we stay here, and we're learning out loud. You hear us just kind of, you know, have to pause for just to get more of a download from God, and it's not perfect, but God is revealing this little by little to us. We know in part, and we prophesy in part, but they see this history, this movie called "When the Lion" or the "Let the Lion Roar." I mean, you think about it, it's 2,000 years of history. So it's more of your documentary type. Mm-hmm. But if you love God and you want to know the journey of the church and how we got to this place, I mean, this is an exciting thing. As a matter of fact, take a look now.
For almost 2,000 years, an evil deception has been sustained by key church leaders. This insidious conspiracy has stolen the church's identity. It has withheld the church's destiny. It has blinded millions. Until now. Deception is annihilated, the church will be one. When this deception is rescinded, the church will finally operate in its complete power. All of this will take place once the ancient conspiracy is fully revealed. Discover the truth.
This movie will take you, you'll travel across 2,000 years on a virtual, stunning, and high-octane journey, they say, that will just change your life forever, causing you to grow closer to God and understand how we got to this day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're looking for heroes all the time. Mm-hmm. And there's a hero, and heroes don't, they're not born. They just happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Pat gets up every morning, puts on his cape.
Who?
Pack.
It's tucked under the polo. You just can't see it.
Yeah, as a saint's emblem on it.
Right.
I mean, you think about it. You're walking down the street. You're minding your own business. And suddenly, a woman's purse is snatched. I mean, you weren't thinking about it. Doesn't cross your mind, but there's at that moment, that is the moment. If that person's a hero, it will happen at that moment. They weren't like, you know, I'm just looking. Well, there are those kind of folks, but that's not heroes. But they're, I mean, you just move, you responded at that moment and you went and got the perpetrator, you know, the perp, you got the perpetrator and got the purse back and gave it to the lady and explained to the young man that you don't do that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so that's how heroes really happen. You're walking down the street and all of a sudden you see a house on fire. And then you're going, oh, this is a house. That's terrible. Then somebody says, little Jennifer's in the house, you know? And then all of a sudden, and sad to say, there are many people that will just watch Jennifer die because they don't, but a hero lays down their life. you know, for this other person. They just don't. You look at firefighters, you look at police officers, you look at soldiers. I mean, they just, it's amazing what they do. And as Christians, we're called to lay down our life for the next generation, for this present. Greater love hath no man than he laid down his life for his friend. And so it's not that we walk around going, you know, I'm looking for something, somebody to rescue, but the fact that at any moment in time, something's going to happen in your day, in your week, in your month. You got to realize God's calling you at that point to represent him in that moment. And if Jennifer is in this fire and she's going to die from smoke inhalation way before the heat hits her, that she has seconds left to be able to, for you to get into the house. You got to decide, am I willing to lay down my life for Jennifer? Am I willing to be scarred for the rest of my life? And if you think about life only for this life and not the life to come, many people would not say, I don't want to be scarred. I don't want to be burned. I don't want to die for this other person. But we're called to lay down our life. Mm-hmm. We're called to suffer for doing what's right. We're called to be, you know, this rescuer of individuals that are escaping from the flames. You know, he says we rescue people like a firebrand, you know, reaching into the fire and pulling them out. And this particular documentary, I believe, will show you that you are the hero of today. I mean, you're not waiting, getting up in the morning like Pat and putting your cape on. But the thing is that you're beginning to look around and say, you know, there needs to be somebody that does this. Where is the person? And, you know, you're looking, you're reading, you're watching, and you're being very critical because you can't find the hero.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people today are saying, you know, we just need a real good leader. If we just had a good leader for America or whatever. And the thing about it is, did you ever think about you being a good leader?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think about you can save Jennifer, that you can, you know, the baby stroller goes into the subway tracks like we saw happen, you know, and then you step down knowing that that train could hit you, but you don't want to sit there or stand there and watch this baby get ran over and this man saved just in time,
mm-hmm.
this baby and himself. And instantly he went from just nobody to a hero. Now imagine if the camera goes to your face and you have to say, you know, I live my life for God and he laid down his life for me. How could I not rescue Jennifer if God did that for me?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the train would have hit you or the fire would have burned you? I would have been present with God, but I've been grateful that I laid down my life. That's what we do. We lay down our life. And so did you ever think about when you study history and you look at history, the question we have to ask ourselves is, you know, are we supposed to be the lion that's roaring? Are we supposed to be the trumpet that's blowing? Are we supposed to be, you know, everybody's going, oh, you know, Reverend Billy Graham is going to pass away soon. We all are. The question is, what are we going to do with this Jesus in our own generation? I mean, everybody's a man. Everybody's a woman, just like you are. The question is, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I think by my experience in learning history and seeing what's happened and didn't happen, God just uses ordinary people. You think about Elijah, he talks about it in James, the book of James. He says he was just an ordinary man. Yeah, he believed God and he prayed and it's rain stopped and then rain came. I mean, he just believed God and prayed. There is no this, it's what the most powerful thing about you as a Christian is God, not you. And so this same Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, is in everyone who believes. So all of that is with you. Now all you have to do is begin to believe, and we need some heroes. Mm-hmm. We need heroes in all seven mountains that are out there that we talk about. We need a heroes in the church who begin to say, you know what? The vocabulary for the church has been stolen, and now instead of calling people the church, we call that building the church, and everybody's upset because the building does nothing for me. Why the people don't even understand they are the building, the temple of God. We need heroes to rise up and say, this is sin, but God can forgive us, but you can't stay in it and stay in relationship with God. We need heroes in the family again that say, you know, God's order of family is the right order of family. And we need fathers that are heroes that stand up in their family and say, this is the way we're going to go in our household. We need mothers to do the same thing. We need children that are heroes to say, you know what? I'm going to live my life right before God and my parents, and I'm going to do what they say. I'm not going to be this one that lusts out for the world. We need heroes in the education system that's not worried about losing their job and losing their bonus and understands, I will not deny God in the presence of my job. I am a citizen of America, and I do have constitutional rights, and I love Jesus. I can read my Bible at my break. My students can bring their Bible in their school, and we can acknowledge him everywhere we're at. and we can pray to him. We need heroes in government to just say, I don't care if you bought this chairmanship. I don't care if you raised all this money for this committee. You know, that is not true what you're doing. This nation cannot be built on greed and stand. We need righteous leadership. We need Mr. Smith goes to Washington and stands up. We need a whole bunch of heroes like that that stand up. We need heroes in media that says, you know what? I'm not going to surrender all media over to the darkness. We're going to stand up and say, you know, we can use this media for light.
Yeah.
And willing to face all that ridicule and all those things that happen. We need heroes in arts and entertainment. You know, these what they're doing right here with this particular movie, Let the Line Roar. And we need heroes in business that said, yeah, I know that that business, our competitor runs on greed and bottom line figures, but we're going to run on love. We're going to care about our customer. We're going to care about our employees, and we're going to make righteous decisions. Mm-hmm. And if we stand, we stand because God enables us to stand, but we're not going to go against the ways of God. And we're going to watch God bless this business. I personally believe if we begin to search this out and understand how we got here, that you are today's hero. You need to get rightly related in the body of Christ, and you need to launch into your destiny because this is your generation. Heroes. Make sure you get if you missed the earlier part of this, it's you are the hero for this generation. And think about it. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a hero. And a lot of other good things as well, but he's a hero. He was, his life ended tragically at 30 years old, but he's a hero. And he affected this nation in such a powerful way that it would never be the same again. I mean, you think about John G. Lake, a hero for God, willing to believe God. What did he do? His family was sick. He took his family down to a local healing ministry, which I believe was Dowie's ministry, maybe. He sees that God can heal, and he gets so excited. He says, I'm going to live the rest of my life for this God that heals. I believe God can heal. I saw him heal my family. And this man ends up starting over 5,000 churches in South Africa, healing rooms around the world. But he became a hero. His generation, he said, you know, I am not going to quit looking at other people to be the solution here. I found out that God is the solution, and I'm going to get busy. I mean, think about Pat Robinson with CBN, the 700 Club. He just wanted to do something for God. He wanted to be a part of what God was doing. And it looks one way today, and everybody always looks at what you're doing today and think it happened like that. That's how you just kind of started like that. But it didn't. Everybody, you know, you start with zero, and you just begin to believe God, and God does his things. And next thing you know, Pat Robinson's able to have a conversation with the world about God and influence different things. How many people right now, this is what's missing. What's missing are godly heroes for this generation. You know, where are the young heroes? I have seen some rising up. I've seen, you know, some, you know, beginning to surface, but the time is calling for them now. I mean, tragedy and trouble is now, and they'll be heroes of the faith. Mm-hmm. And it won't just be one or two, like in the history. There'll be armies of heroes that are willing to go out like this 12-year-old girl did in this vision that's written about in a book by Rick Joyner called The Torch and the Sword. Because one thing that somebody understands, that if you are that person that understands what it takes to do it, you know that having a whole bunch of people around you is not necessarily the answer. It's people around you that are willing to take the same journey as you, right? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Because she discovered on her journey, and this is a vision from the Lord given to Rick Joyner, was in the past she fell because she had people around her who really weren't willing to pay the price. And you have to be willing. I mean, if you're going to walk with heroes, you're going to be a hero. And this, we're not talking about hero in the sense of worship. We're talking about you're going to rescue the kid that fell in the subway tracks. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that kind of thing. This is not about self-worship and all right. These different things.
The courage to meet the demands of your reality.
Yeah, the courage to meet to the demands of your reality. Yeah. That's exactly what's it. And our reality needs people to rise up in these seven mountains of culture to begin to say, you know what? You know, that's what you say. I mean, this one thing, well, there may be many, but just this one thing. There's one thing that our current president proved to this point. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter what people say. You can do, if whatever you believe in, you can do it, right?
Yeah.
And this is a constitutional lawyer, somebody who taught, you know, on the Constitution based on my understanding. And, but the things that are being done is like riding the edges, if not way off, you know, some reports are of that, but you know what? It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just men and, you know, what the worldly perspective of things. But now imagine God, the creator of the universe, is waiting for you to believe beyond what you see. You know what I'm saying? To begin to understand that, you know, God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, but there's also a heavenly host of angels waiting for somebody on earth to say, do you believe God? I want to back up what God is saying. I will get in there and I will do what God says do if you on earth will take dominion and say, I believe God for this. And this is the interesting thing that I'm beginning to understand, and you know, God will unfold it more, is God, you know, because quite often you're thinking, our thinking or my thinking is, okay, God, tell me what to do and then I'll do it. And that's you know, the biggest majority of it. But sometimes God's going, you know, I will do what you say needs to be done over that situation. If you take authority, in other words, for example, God doesn't micromanage a mother and a father over their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they raise their kids in the way that they seem right. And he talks about that in James. And so God's not constant. I mean, he will support that father and mother and back them up with their authority, and their children will suffer if they rebel against that authority, but they'll also be blessed if they submit to it. But there's leeway in the context of, you know, we eat oatmeal, no, you know, we eat cereal, you know. But I mean, if you're praying like Elijah and you're just saying, you know, dear Lord, you know, everybody has turned against your ways. We send famine. You know,
right.
He prayed that it wouldn't rain. He didn't say, it doesn't say that he said, okay, hey, I'm going to bring famine for a little bit. So if you'll just get on your knees and just pray so people could see that you agree that I want to bring famine. This isn't what the Word of God says. The Word of God says he prayed that it wouldn't rain. But it's what God says. And he says in James that he was a man just like us. So sometimes you got to say, you know, dear Lord, you know, visit that leader in their sleep.
Mm.
Give them a dream, a Job 33 dream. Warn them. Some people are waiting for God to say, hey, I want you to pray about a dream, a Job 33 dream, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. instead of saying, no, he says his word says he'll speak to someone and he'll warn them in their sleep. And you can just pray, dear God, let that leader know that you love them. You got a plan for your life, and the direction that they're taking is an ungodly direction. If they don't turn from it, it won't be good for them or the ones that they're leading. That kind of thing. So sometimes you say, well, all of a sudden this prophet showed up and they prophesied this and that and the other. And they say, wow, it's amazing how that prophet lined up exactly and knew exactly when the earthquake was going to happen. Or you can say, God was just waiting for a man or woman of faith to begin to speak out what God was saying. And because of that, God backed that prophet up with signs following. In other words, that you do what God wants you to do. Just as what Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel and I will be with you. He says, you'll cast out demons, you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover, and I'll work with you confirming my word. So if you don't go forth and preach the gospel, if you don't lay hands on the sick, then there's nobody going to recover. And if you don't preach the word, there's nothing for him to confirm. You see what I'm saying? So begin to see, it's like, you know what? We're waiting for the blueprints to drop into our hands of how God wants to do it. And God says, you know, I did. It's called my Bible. It's the word of God. See what I can do and begin to believe me and begin to walk into these seven mountains of culture, mm-hmm. religion and family and education and government and media, arts and entertainment and business, and begin to just speak the things of God into your business, into your finance, into your family, into your marriage, into education, and begin to watch God confirm it in whatever he wants to do. If all of a sudden the Lord's just stirring in your heart, you'd be surprised what he can do. And all of a sudden people realize what was said was of God because of the signs that followed. But at least they have an option to do that. And you think about, I think, Paul Kane. And when Paul Kane would show up, you know, that there would be an earthquake. when he would show up.
Wow.
And when he would leave, there'd be another one.
Hmm.
And but what he delivered in between the earthquakes, you know, based on these reports, was the word of God. So it wasn't about the earthquake, because a lot of people are like, the earthquake, the earthquake, the earthquake, the earthquake. It's like, what did he say? You know, people can tell you all about the earthquake, but like, do you know what the message was? Something about repentance and and we're heading in a wrong direction, or, you know, that kind of thing. So be a hero today. I want to encourage you to stop looking to the right, stop looking to the left, and say, God, here I am, send me. And I encourage you to get rightly related to the body of Christ and start functioning in your role and do what you need to do to rescue as many as you can from the flames of separation from God, the flames of hell. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.